This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we're taking the train to Maine. More trains and more stops for New England's railroads in 2025. We had a grand plan. It involved heading into Boston and taking the 1125 Downeaster Amtrak train up to Old Orchard Beach, Maine. It was a great idea and all the times worked, until track improvements meant that the 1125 train for Boston was canceled, with the next train not arriving until 5:40 p.m. Nope, we couldn't do it. We decided to do the sensible, yet less sexy things, drive. Sadly, it seems it's just not that easy to take the train instead of driving up to Maine. These disruptions were part of a massive tie replacement project. Over 130,000 railroad ties along 124 miles of track are being swapped out to keep the Downeaster running for many more decades. Our cheap hotel in OOB, the Beach Hotel and Suites, was a 7-minute walk from the Amtrak station. We could have walked there ready for a beach day. We even brought our big beach chairs. The location is the only thing I'd recommend about this small hotel. Small rooms and no side tables, but an inexpensive way to enjoy the town of Old Orchard Beach, which is always a hoot. Train service in New England is increasing, even in the Trump era, so far anyway. Plans are underway for an overnight train with sleeping cars from Boston to New York, similar to the sleepers that are becoming popular in Europe. In the fall 2026, Maine will add a new station building to its proud Downeaster train service, serving the small coastal village of Wells. Wells is undergoing an $11.8 million transformation as its Amtrak station, part of its broader $32 million Wells improvement project, gets improved and enlarged for the new year. The goal? To allow simultaneous boarding and deboarding and to raise the platform to the height that's needed for Amtrak. This will expand the scope of an already impressive Maine train service, which has served 10 million passengers since its debut in 2005. And there's still talk about expanding it to Rockport. Today, the trains travel 145 miles from Boston's North Station to Brunswick, Maine. There are now 8 daily trains on the route. Wells is the first town in Maine after you cross the border from Dover, New Hampshire. In 2026, they're adding more trains, including one that arrives in Portland, Maine before 8 a.m. Now that's a game changer. In the coastal cities of New Bedford and Fall River, Massachusetts, train fans are thrilled with their new daily commuter rail service to Boston South Station. It took 20 years and $1.1 billion, but it's here. These double-decker trains will travel the 37-mile route 3 times a day, and there's also frequent weekend trains. It's been 65 years since these towns were last served by train service. The trip from Boston down to New Bedford or Fall River takes 90 minutes and a fare is $12.25, with seniors riding for just $6. If you're in the military, a police officer, or if you're blind, you can ride for free. A few months ago, the line was forced to use buses for some of the route due to employee issues, and it made everybody look bad. But the French operator, Keolis, has been able to staff the trains on weekends so far this summer. Down south, the Hartford line is getting a $25 million boost, and here's what's expected. They're adding an extra weekday round trip between New Haven and Hartford to fill in this pesky 3-hour midday gap. On weekends, some of the trains will extend to Windsor Lock Station, and a weekday train will now stretch from Windsor Locks to Springfield, Mass. They're also ramping up customer service hours at Hartford Union Station. And finally, they're building on the funding from 2020 by tossing in 2 extra weekday trains between New Haven and Springfield. This Valley Flyer has been a complete success, with ridership numbers increasing every year. This bodes well for keeping these and the above-mentioned rail travel routes running for decades more as we try to catch up to the rest of the world in railroad transportation. Now let's take a big step forward to consider an audacious idea from Philadelphia's Mike Avina called the Luna Train. Mr. Avina has some ambitious plans for fancy train travel. He's starting off by looking at routes between Boston and Washington, where Amtrak's already up and running. He's got an eye on building a brand new fleet of sleeping cars with horizontal, full beds and small compartments. According to Mr. Avina, Dreamstar, the sleeping car service in Europe that crosses the channel between England and France, is all about a luxury experience, really top-notch. We want it to have a wide appeal, but still be affordable for folks. And it's got to be new, no old retrofits. He's also borrowing a page from Europe's Nightjet mini cabins, calling them a solid example of budget-friendly option. He's keen on the mini cabins that are perfect for solo travelers at a fair price. Travelers aren't stuck paying for two beds like they would in an Amtrak roomette. For families and groups, he's cooking up bigger compartments that will be private, no sharing with strangers. Read more about these exciting new developments in rail travel on GoNomad.com.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.